It's a dark and crisp winter's morning on Albertina Sisulu Street in central Johannesburg. Chiman Chiba opens the tangle of locks and chains that secure his tailor shop. He lifts shutters of rolled metal to reveal windows displaying rabbit fur hats and designer shoes. Chiba is a small man of 76, but feisty. How else could he have thrived on these streets that seem to grow meaner by the minute? He describes how a gang of robbers recently descended on his store.
Actually, they came with a firearm, and we were about six of us here. And they just cocked the gun, and they said, it's a hold-up. But we are fortunate. We can only thank Almighty.
Inside the cramped and dingy tailors, there's a fresh fabric smell of new clothing. Hundreds of pants and jackets hang from walls.
There's old man's picture there on the side.
Chiba points to a crumpled, faded black-and-white photograph on his desk. In it, an elderly man swathed in a patchwork robe smiles benignly. It's his father, Ramji, who opened R. Chiba Tailors of Distinction in 1914. 13 years after arriving from India in a Johannesburg booming because of gold mining.
And we were a family of 10, six sisters, four brothers, and one breadwinner. Things were tough, no doubt. It was a very hard time, and we survived.
The family stayed in a tiny apartment near their patriarch's shop.
Jordan has got two back on the leg side. Position.
Chiba keeps one eye on a cricket game on TV while remembering how the skyscrapers of the inner city rose around him and his siblings in the 1940s.
All these buildings came out in front of us. I remember while they were digging the hole, we used to jump in, play. All these buildings came out while we were here.
Chiba began working as a tailor when he was 14, 62 years ago.
Ever since then, I'm still here. Still alive and kicking, and the beauty part, I enjoy my work. Not the day we have stayed away. We are four brothers. We are working together, all in one business.
Two of his brothers died a few years ago. Now we're short of manpower, Chiba says softly. He adds that the modern world no longer has a place for the art of tailoring.
It's completely dead, you can say. It's not dying trade, but it's dead now. Before, you could find tailor practically every block. Now it's difficult to find a tailor. There's hardly any tailors left. This is all our stock. The jeans and all that stuff. All the work.
To make a living, Chiba now sells ready-made clothes imported from around the world. Now, he says, stores no longer cater to individual customers. A walk down the street shows franchise shops all selling the same branded clothing. Chiba sighs. Clothes used to be a celebration of individuality. Now, everyone wants to look the same. But every so often he fires up his old, chipped, black Singer sewing machine and does a few alterations for clients. It reminds him of a life lost in the haze of time when he made bespoke suits from material imported from England.
I was actually a machinist, sewing trousers and a jacket. Men's clothing only. Only jacket, trousers, waistcoats. 99% of our clients was coloureds and Africans.
Chiba says he always loved making clothes, even though it was tough work.
Because we used to get so many trousers a day, we have to finish. So we were on the machine all the time. We had no time to loaf or anything. And we had no such thing as a lunch break or anything.
He acknowledges that soon he'll have to retire and Chiba Tailors will shut for good.
There's nobody to follow. Our children are all in a different field, all in the computer field, IT and so forth.
Right now, though, he and his brother continue to work as hard as ever.
Up till now, we're working 12 hours a day. 12 hours a day.
Chiba is resigned to his store being absorbed into modernity. He smiles weakly and says it'll probably become a fancier place, selling fancy stuff that all looks the same. Or worse, a fast food outlet. And yet another grain of Johannesburg's rich history will be gone forever. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.
All these are still in working condition, even the steep rise.